the Wuyutan singers stand in the plaza between the Pennington County building and jail on a frosty Christmas morning. The elk skin drum, donated by state's attorney Mark Vargo, reverberates off the frigid concrete walls that line the plaza. They're singing to those who are incarcerated inside the jail. Chris White Eagle is with the Wuyutan singers. He says they're singing to let those behind bars know they're not alone. The tapping in the background is applause by the audience behind the thin sliver of windows on the jail.
Yeah, they're in jail, but yet, at the same time, there's somebody's kid, there's somebody's dad, there's somebody's grandpa. You know, everybody makes mistakes, you know, but at the same time, everybody should be forgiven. And with saying that, it's like, you know, we're trying to tell them that, hey, don't give up on yourself, you know. There's still people out here that are praying for you.
Pennington County Jail does not list race in current inmate information, but according to a recent profile by the Prison Policy Initiative, Native Americans make up 9% of South Dakota's population, but 29% of those in prison. Natalie Stites-Means is a community advocate and former candidate for Rapid City Mayor. Stites-Means says a lot of relatives are incarcerated in the Pennington County Jail.
We're going to have to fight this mass incarceration every way we can, and part of that is the spiritual battle, and I think offering songs to our relatives incarcerated is part of that. I hope that the people are comforted, and I hope they're spiritually uplifted, and they know that a lot of us are thinking of them here on the outside, and that we hope that they're free one day.
Singing could be heard coming from inside the jail as the Wuyutan Singers drum group wrapped up the drum and headed for home. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.